retreat on an Indian reservation near Reno, Nevada. On the first night of the retreat, she woke up at 1:30 a.m. to go to the bathroom. The only bathroom was an outhouse. As Kate returned to her room, she sensed a familiar presence. Somehow she knew instantly that it was the ETs. She sensed that they were coming for her, and that they wanted her to go with them. Suddenly afraid, Kate didn't want to go. However, as in previous experiences, she was unable to resist and found herself walking to the opposite shore of the lake near the reservation and down the side of a mountain. Says Kate, "It was like something was drawing me." According to researcher Marsha Jed, who investigated the case, Kate was led to a spacecraft. Her next memory was of looking out a large window in the craft through which she saw rocks floating in space, a distinct blue dot and another bright white dot. Kate realized she was seeing the Earth and the Sun, and that the rocks were asteroids. Her next memory was of being examined and healed by the ETs. Says Kate, "They looked inside my uterus and saw damage from a birth control device. They told me they were repairing the damage and to expect bleeding." Kate says that years earlier, the birth control device caused an infection which nearly killed her. Although they healed her, the ETs then took steps to make sure that Kate would forget the encounter. They told her that after they let her go, she would see an owl, at which point she would forget the entire experience. They then let her go. It was now about 4:15 a.m. As Kate walked back to her campsite, she saw an owl. She found that she was too tired to even think about what happened, and just went to sleep. All memories of the experience were gone upon awakening. About 18 months later, Kate's health began to suffer. She was experiencing uterine bleeding and had to undergo a dilation and curettage procedure. She was put under general anesthesia, and the doctors began the operation. During the middle of the procedure, Kate did something the doctors had never seen before. She woke up from the anesthesia. Kate says that as she lay there on the surgical table surrounded by doctors and instruments, the memories of her abduction near Reno flooded back in detail. Before then, she had no idea that an abduction event had occurred. Since then, Kate has had many other encounters. During one, she believes the ETs cured her of her recently diagnosed cervical cancer. Kate still has mixed feelings about her encounters, but feels that the beings are a protective force. She says that numerous members of her family are also having experiences, including her 3-year-old niece and both her parents. 13 Edward Carlos has reported a cure of pneumonia and one of arterial sclerosis. He also believes that his encounters may have been at least partially responsible for his recovery from cancer. Case #124. Cancer. In the mid-1980s, Edward Carlos of Pennsylvania discovered a mark on his lower body that was later diagnosed as cancerous. Carlos immediately had an operation and the cancer went into remission. Carlos, however, attributes the remission not only to the operation, but to the energies he experienced through gardening, watercolor painting and to the energies transmitted to him by the abduction process. 1. This next case has not been widely reported, but is typical of the cancer cure cases. Once again, we have an onboard encounter involving a painful operation. Despite the unpleasantness of the encounter, the cure appears to have been effective, and is proven by doctor records obtained by the witness. Case #152. Colon cancer. Lycia Davidson of Los Angeles, California has been having UFO contacts since early childhood. Then in 1989, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer. Doctors were unable to operate because the disease had metastasized throughout her colon. She was given 3 months to live. She then experienced an abduction, during which ETs placed her on a table in a small rounded room and gave her an extensive operation to cure her cancer. Says Davidson, "I was abducted. They told me I had cancer. They said, 'Relax.' And they did a cure. It was excruciating." Davidson was then returned to her home. She made an appointment with her doctor and was not surprised to discover that all traces of her cancer were gone. She has recovered her medical records and reports that her cure has been verified by a major medical university. She also states that she fears the United States government, who has harassed her extensively, more than she does the aliens. 15. While the number of cancer cures caused by UFOs is impressive, likely there are many more that go unreported, simply because people are afraid of ridicule. In some cases, such as the following, it's not fear of ridicule that keeps people silent, but governmental threats. Case #159. Cancer. An anonymous Hungarian woman told UFO researcher Vadel C. Stevens that she was a contactee. Stevens says that the woman told him that she had been taken on board UFOs on 4 separate occasions in the 1980s, date approximate. While on board, she claims to have met friendly aliens who cured her of cancer. She refused to go public with her experiences after being warned by the Hungarian government to remain silent. 16. A small number of healing cases presented. In this book come from Linda, a California abductee whose case was researched by Edith Fuhrfays D. While on board a UFO, Linda had the opportunity to observe almost a dozen instances of healings. In the following case, she experienced her own healing. Like several of the other cancer cures, it involved a painful operation. Case #133. Stomach cancer. Linda and Sherry of Northern California are sisters who have shared amazingly positive onboard UFO experiences throughout the 1980s. While neither of them had any conscious memory of this, Linda sought help from psychiatrist Edith Fuhrfays D. to deal with depression. Fuhr placed her under hypnosis and a complex contact scenario emerged. Linda recalled being inside a strange room and lying on a table. She next recalled that strange beings were operating upon her. "They're opening me up here, my stomach. I don't understand what they're doing. There's no blood. They just open me up. It looks real dark inside. They're suctioning something up, kind of cleaning me. Inside they are cleaning this black junk out of my stomach region. They said I had cancer. They were trying to help me." The cancerous material was quickly removed from Linda's abdominal area. The stomach was then closed up, leaving no scar. Linda next recalled that the beings placed various instruments on her body. "It's like glass. Little round pieces of glass, they are round and smooth and they had little lights on them. And they placed them all over my body. Then they passed another instrument over her body, causing intense pain." She was then quickly deposited back into her bedroom. On another occasion, in the late 1980s, Linda was given a cure for an apparent cancerous tumor in her left breast. She was again put on a long table, like in a doctor's office. The aliens then took a metal tube with a light on the end and held it over Linda's left breast. Some form of energy was emitted by the object, which pulsated and glowed. The tube was then removed and Linda was told to get off the table to make room for another patient. Linda describes the aliens as very, very small heads, kind of pointed. They've got big eyes. She recalled undergoing several other strange procedures. The beings communicated with her, warning about upcoming earth changes and teaching her alternative healing methods. They implored her to meditate daily, exercise and eat correctly. They're telling us we have to learn these things, it's for our survival. The world will come to an end if we don't learn these things. The aliens told her, you should understand that we mean no harm. We are here to change the world to keep it from disaster. Which is imminent, if people keep living the way they do. There will be changes so powerful that only the strong will survive. We are here to give knowledge and understanding to the world of light and the world of children of God. Linda recalled many other remarkably positive events. She saw several members of her family on board. She recalled seeing many other people healed of various ailments, including bursitis, intestinal worms, tumors, and more. Linda remembers her sister, Sherry, received surgery for an unidentified illness. Afterward, Sherry jokingly asked the aliens if they could also do breast enlargements. Linda also recalled how the beings return her to her home. They put us in smaller vehicles. They're full of light. There's lots of lights going, there's a driver. They take off. We're going over some trees. Aha! I'm home. I'm back in bed. 17. This next report comes from Southern California-based UFO researcher Sean Atleti, and recounts a remarkable healing by Nordic-type ETs which took place in late December 1989 in Queens, New York. Most of the cancer cures involve extensive operations with the use of multiple alien instruments. This is one of few cases which was apparently affected in the witness's home. Case #149. Hodgkin's disease. From the files of Sean Atleti, Eddie Sosa, who had been suffering from Hodgkin's disease, suddenly woke up in the middle of the night completely unable to move. Five tall human-like figures then materialized in the room. These were described as blonde-haired with blue eyes and wearing white robes. They smiled at the witness and then proceeded to insert several needle-like instruments into his lower abdomen area. The witness finally woke up the next morning feeling very good. The next day he visited his doctor and was told that the cancer had somehow gone into total remission. 18. There are a few cases on record in which UFO researchers have themselves been healed by ETs. The healing of Hans Lauritsen is one of them. This next case is another. Case #157. Brain tumor. Willie Gerard Urbia is a prominent UFO researcher from Puerto Rico and a frequent contributor to eXplicita, a leading UFO publication established in 1998. Urbia had been writing about UFOs since at least the early 1980s. When asked how he first became interested in the paranormal, Urbia revealed a remarkable story of healing which may have been partly caused by ET guidance. I was a few hours from undergoing surgery for a brain tumor which was causing me constant headaches, says Urbia. In those anguished moments, I was visited by a spirit guide who engaged me in a dialogue regarding the operation. It told me to pray to heal myself from this condition. During prayer, I underwent a paranormal experience within myself. I felt that something broke away from my body and my temperature was raised above 40 degrees. I managed to see myself free of the condition, although I was completely drained of energy. A CAT scan would later show that there was no trace of the tumor. Following this experience, I had two experiences with UFOs. 19. This next case of a cancer healing again involves a missing time abduction, though details of the onboard segment were not revealed. It's a good example of how Earth doctors are forced to confront evidence that flies in the face of medical science. Case #172. Stomach cancer. Former contributing editor to UFO Universe and columnist for Fate magazine, UFO researcher Antonio Huas writes, "Perhaps one of the most interesting cases not only in Peru, but in my files from anywhere in the world, involves a truck driver who was allegedly cured of a malignant stomach cancer following a close encounter with a UFO that emitted a powerful beam of light. The case occurred in the early 1980s, date approx, and was originally researched by Peruvian ufologist Anton Ponce de Leon. The truck driver was driving one evening when he suffered two consecutive flat tires outside the city of Santa Rosa. He called in for help. During this time, the truck driver was suffering the intense pain of stomach cancer. His doctors had been urging him to have an operation, but he remained hesitant. However, while waiting in pain for help to arrive, the truck driver decided he would go ahead with the operation. While waiting, the sky became illuminated by a bright object. He exited the truck and looked up. To his surprise, he was engulfed in a bright beam of light. He then experienced a period of missing time. Shortly later, the UFO left and help arrived. When the truck driver returned home, he discovered he was no longer suffering any stomach pains. He decided to see the doctors again. He still had doubts and asked for a new analysis and X-rays, writes Ponce de Leon. To the doctor's surprise, he still doesn't know what happened. The stomach cancer had disappeared, and so, naturally, he was bothered by the entire situation and was unable to give his patient any definite answers. Mr. X remained with his secret, and the doctor continued to be upset because he never did find out what really happened. I investigated this case firsthand, and I know it's a very important one. 20. In the following case, investigated by Andruffel, a woman was healed of breast cancer by bluish-skinned entities. Despite her healing, the witness is not happy with the aliens. Case #201. Breast cancer. One night in early 1995, Jean McCreef of Los Angeles, California, was awoken out of a sound sleep by three bluish-looking entities who came into her bedroom through the closet wall. The visits continued semi-regularly, and McCreef became increasingly concerned. She had recently been diagnosed with a lump in her breast, and not having medical insurance, she was reluctant to go to the doctor for surgery. Around this time, she had another experience with the entities, only on this occasion she recalls being taken away to some other location. Her recall was limited only to being floated back to the bedroom. However, the next morning, the lump in her breast was gone. The only evidence left behind was a perfectly circular mark of lighter skin where the lump had been. Despite her healing, McCreef still feels violated. As she says, the things don't give a damn about humans. 21. As we have seen, it's not unusual for a person to report multiple healings. The following case involves a man who claims to have been healed by ETs on at least four separate occasions. Case #211. Skin cancer. Chuck Weiss, a driver from San Francisco, California, had already been thrice healed by gray ETs. In 1994, he was healed of a strained muscle. A few months later, he was healed of tendonitis. He also experienced a lung healing. 1 year later, Weiss had a fourth healing. In 1995, what looked like a precancerous node appeared on the left side of Weiss's nose. Over a period of a few days, the node flared up to 3 times its normal size. As a professional driver, Weiss knew that the left side of his face was particularly vulnerable to skin cancer. Now, it appeared that the node was becoming cancerous. "I procrastinated and didn't call my doctor," says Weiss. "After about a week, I woke up to find that it had shrunk back to its original size. It bled slightly when I touched it that morning, and I later found a bloody spot on my bath towel." Although Weiss had no specific memory of being healed, he has no other explanation for the sudden disappearance of the node. It wasn't long before he received further confirmation. 6 months after that, says Weiss, "I noticed that another precancerous node that I had had on my nose for years had suddenly grown in size. A few days later, I woke up to find that it had been dealt with in the night in the same manner as the previous one." Again, Weiss credits his cure to grey ETs. He now believes the ETs were continually monitoring his condition. 10 years later, he received powerful evidence of this. "In May of 2006, writes Weiss, "another node that had developed on my left cheek was removed completely, before it showed any signs of becoming inflamed like the others. I guess they caught on to the fact that I don't like going to doctors, and because of my stubbornness, decided that they would have to take care of the problem themselves." 22. The following brief account doesn't reveal many details, but provides another hint that UFO healings are likely more widespread than is being publicly reported. Case #212. Uterine cancer. In 1995, researcher Richard Boyle, PhD, confirmed the case of a woman who was cured not only of a yeast infection, but of cancer. In a letter, he wrote that the woman experienced another encounter during which she was cured of a cancerous growth on her uterus, which, when later examined by the surgeon, could find no trace of the previously diagnosed cancer. Unfortunately, he has not divulged any further details on the case. 23. While the Twiggs family has reported many healings, they also have friends around them who have also had encounters. In this case, one of their friends observed Bert Twiggs being healed. Case #229. Lung cancer. Elizabeth is one of many friends who Bert and Denise Twiggs have seen aboard the Adrome mothership. On one occasion, circa 1980s, Elizabeth witnessed Bert being cured of cancer he didn't even know he had. Elizabeth clearly remembered that the aliens diagnosed Bert with lung cancer. They promptly performed surgery and removed the cancer from the lung in which it had appeared. 24. If true, the following case may provide irrefutable photographic proof of an ET healing that took place in an Italian hospital. Unfortunately, whoever has the proof has yet to come forward. Case #236. Cancer. As reported by researcher Vadel Stevens, around 2002 to 2003, a man in Italy was cured of cancer while in a hospital. The healing may have gone unnoticed except for the fact that it was allegedly recorded on video and observed on the monitor in the nurse's station. The tape reportedly shows 3 humanoid figures wearing light blue iridescent suits like fish scales. The figures glowed light from their arms and legs, and carried an instrument in their hands. The tape shows them enter the room and pass the instrument up and down the man's body, at which point, he was completely healed. 25. An incredible and well-verified case comes from Beyond UFOs, edited by Rhea Hernandez, which presents the results of a years-long in-depth survey of experiences from free. This case was chosen among many for a full investigation, and joins the ranks of well-verified healings. Researched by Drive. Joseph Burks, MD, it provides outstanding evidence of a UFO healing. Case #242. Lung cancer. In 2005, retired Federal Drug Enforcement Agent Alberto Fernandez of Miami, Florida was diagnosed with lung cancer. Earlier, Fernandez had battled and recovered from prostate cancer. A later follow-up visit revealed a baseball-sized mass in his lungs. It was so severe that his doctor ordered immediate surgery. Fernandez had experienced UFO contact throughout his life, and had earlier experienced a healing from a torn cornea. He had no reason, however, to expect a second healing. Fernandez was admitted to the local hospital. Accompanied by his wife, Fernandez was being readied for more X-rays when something very strange happened. As he lay on the exam table, his entire body started vibrating with unusual energy. "They're here. They're here," he shouted to his wife. "Mrs. Fernandez saw that the curtain around her husband's bed was moving in a strange sine wave pattern. She rushed to her husband and observed his body shaking violently. Seconds later, the shaking stopped. "They cured me," Fernandez told his wife. The X-ray technician returned, completed the X-rays, and gave them to the specialist who was going to treat Fernandez. The specialist reviewed the X-rays and became angry. The X-rays showed that Fernandez's lungs were perfectly healthy. There was no sign of any tumor. The specialist accused Fernandez and his original doctor of wasting his time. Fernandez's original doctor, who had diagnosed the cancerous mass, reviewed the new X-rays and verified the disappearance of the mass. 26. The following case has elements of both a near-death experience and a UFO abduction. It may be both. In either case, it provided a healing at the time when the health of the witness was on a rapid decline. Case #243. Pancreatic cancer. On April the 18th, 2006, age 50, suddenly experienced intense back pain while in her home in Argentina. 4 days later, with her pain worsening, she went to the doctor. The doctor found that her liver, kidney, bladder, pancreas and left lung were badly inflamed. Tests confirmed the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, along with severe cardiopathy with arterial lesions and persistent hypertensio. ER began her medical treatment. Unfortunately, ER's condition declined. She became so weak she was confined to her bed. One day, feeling very ill, she found herself floating toward a white light. She was about to be absorbed into the light when she felt something grab her and tell her that this was not the time. ER became fully lucid and was surprised to find herself lying on a soft, oval-shaped platform. A metallic, silver object above her shone down an intense light. 5 beings stood around the table. They were tall, thin, with long arms and blue skin. They each had taller forehead, small features and slanted eyes. No clothing was visible. The 5 beings began to debate the critical state of ER's health. The beings said that there was no other alternative than to go in. At this point, Four of the beings held her arms and legs, while one seemed to push its hands and arms into the left side of her body, just below her ribs. She felt intense pain and the sensation that some sort of material was torn out and dragged from her body. The material was given to the other beings to handle, and Ea's pain was replaced by a sensation of growing relief. From this moment you will put aside all medications, the beings told her. From this moment on, you will be a different person. The next thing Ea knew, she was back in her bed at home. After 48 hours, her pain was gone and she was strong enough to get out of bed. She went to the doctor who verified that her condition was improved. In the days that followed, Ea's condition continued to improve and eventually stabilize. While her health still has room for improvement, she has not taken any medication since the incident. 27 researcher Ardi Sixkiller-Clark has uncovered a number of profound cases involving medical healings as the result of a UFO encounter. The following case provides compelling evidence that ETs are healing people from altruistic motives and that they are taking active measure to ensure the health and well-being of human beings across the planet. Case #246. Lung cancer. Around 2006, date approx. Salvador, a Mayan farmer from the small village of Uxmal, lay bedridden in his home, dying of lung cancer. He was being cared for by his wife, Carla, and her sisters. Salvador had been sent home from the hospital to die. Twice the priest had been called, but each time, Salvador rallied. One evening, the residents of the village were startled to see a V-shaped craft with red lights hover over the village, shining down bright beams of light. After a few moments, it turned and left. Later that evening, the UFOs came back, this time targeting Salvador. The entire family woke to find the object hovering directly over their home, shining down red lights. Salvador lay in his hammock too weak to move. The UFO left. Then later that night, Salvador was woken by a bright light illuminating the room. Says Salvador, five balls of light circled my hammock. They slowly went up and down my body. One centered over my head and stayed there. It was warm and felt good. The others centered on my chest, which became very warm. Suddenly I could breathe. Salvador sat up, at which point, the balls darted out the door. He jumped up to follow them into the backyard. Says Salvador, five men came out of the balls of light. They stopped and looked at me. I saw a beam of light come from the tree above and they disappeared into the light. I watched as the V-shaped machine moved upward. Red lights outlined it. It climbed into the sky and was gone. Ardi Sixkiller-Clark spoke with the witnesses firsthand. Salvador told her, I knew I was healed for the first time in years, I could breathe easily. The doctors said there was no sign of cancer. They did not understand. 28 As we have seen, some of the reports of UFO healings come not from the recipients of the healing, but from outside observers, or second-hand accounts. These types of accounts hint at the possibility that UFO healings are more widespread than has been publicly documented. Case #293. Cancer. An undated case, prior to 2006, comes from abductee Dave D. Rubia, who tells the story of another female abductee. Says Rubia, there have been many healings done by some ETs. One experience comes from a woman whom I have known for many years and admire very much, who had ovarian cancer and was preparing for surgery. She remembered being taken from her bed and awoke on a table that had been indented for her form. She then witnessed the ETs doing corrective surgery on her. She even remembers the instruments that were used. I have found that there are benign ETs and those that are not so benign, just as there are good and bad in all people. It appears to me that there are many more benign ones. 29. While many missing time cases are reported only by the witnesses themselves, in some cases, such as the following, outside witnesses are looking for the people who have gone missing, and they are not where they are supposed to be. This corroboration from outside witnesses brings an added level of credibility. If the witnesses are not being taken on board a UFO, then where are they? Case #248. Cancer. In the spring of 2007, an anonymous woman from the Gyaja area of Azerbaijan ventured into a field near her home and disappeared. When she failed to return, her relatives called the police and instituted a search, but were unable to find her. After 3 days, the woman mysteriously reappeared. She was confused and at first couldn't remember what happened. After a period of time, however, she began to have some recall of her missing time. She remembered lying down on a shiny table surrounded by humanoid figures, which she couldn't see clearly as the room was so bright. She was unable to recall anything else. Prior to the experience, she was suffering from a rare form of cancer. She had been treated by doctors in Russia and Germany. In autumn of 2007, she visited her doctors and found that she was now totally cancer-free. The woman is unable to remember how the cure was done. 30. How does it feel to be cured of cancer by grace? This next case provides an excellent description. It also illustrates the dilemma many experiencers face when being healed. Why were they healed? Was it for the ET's benefit, or their own? Case #249. Cancer. Starting in 2005, Maria M. Rivera and her family, all devout Christians, were repeatedly visited by grey ETs in their home in Aguada, northwest Puerto Rico. The first encounter occurred on November 10, 2005, when Rivera and her daughter saw a huge silver disc with portholes move over the house and apparently descend into the rainforest behind their home. A few months later, on April 28, 2006, Rivera was in the backyard when her dog became paralyzed and a gray emerged from the forest and began to communicate with her telepathically. The entire family then experienced a period of missing time. Following this encounter, the visitations occurred every couple of months or so, usually involving the grays outside or inside their home. After a half dozen or more visitations, Rivera experienced a full-blown abduction. On November 3, 2007, she woke up to find her bed surrounding by grays. She was rendered unconscious, but woke up shortly later to find herself in a strange room lying on a steel table, still surrounded. Surrounded by the grays. She was unable to move as the ETs placed a round, metallic, suction cup-like instrument on her abdomen. Says Rivera, "It felt as if my flesh was being stretched and my inside was being sucked out like a powerful vacuum. I was in excruciating pain when they did that, but I was unable to scream or move." During this time, Rivera was suffering from ovarian cancer, which had spread throughout her body. She had undergone operations in New York City to have malignancies removed from her intestines and her breasts. But the cancer kept returning. Currently, she was suffering from constant stomach pains and had traces of blood in her stool and urine. Her doctors tested her, informed her that the cancer had spread again, and said that she needed another operation. Says Rivera, after the encounter with those creatures on April 28, 2006, I returned to New York, several tests were performed, and no cancer was detected. The pain and bleeding had stopped. I truly feel that those creatures cured me. Despite her cure, Rivera is not quite ready to embrace the Greys. They could be benevolent and compassionate creatures, but I'm afraid of them. They do not have my permission to do with my body whatever they please. Although I believe they had cured me, I am not their guinea pig. I think it is fair to say that those beings have tagged, branded and are actively tracking abductees like myself. They're quite awful creatures and have no regard for humanity and animals living on Earth. To them, we're just a science project. I could be wrong, but I think the creatures cured my cancer because they need a healthy specimen for their experiments. Rivera says that during the operation in which she was healed, she managed to communicate briefly with the ETs, calling them Martians. They informed her that they don't like to be called Martians and prefer to be called creatures. 31. This next complex case comes from the files of MUFO and contains many unusual elements, including a dramatic healing of cancer. In this case, the healing appears to be a spontaneous side effect of a series of encounters. How the actual healing took place remains unknown. Case #256. Lung cancer. In 1988, Scott, pseudonym, moved with his parents, siblings and extended family from Puerto Rico to the United States, settling in Toso, Maryland. It wasn't long after they moved that they observed bright blue lights illuminate the entire backyard, despite the presence of tall leafy trees. The lights appeared regularly, but remained elusive. The sightings happened repeatedly, year after year, yet nobody else beyond their property seemed to see a thing. A few times they called the police, who denied any knowledge of the lights and agreed to investigate. The police found nothing unusual. The sightings continued. Scott's aunt, who slept in another room, often with the window opened, said she saw strange beams of light that had the ability to bend around corners. In 1994, Scott's older brother announced that he was joining the army. He told Scott that he had seen strange entities in the house and he joined the army just to get away from all the strange activity. He refused to tell Scott exactly what he saw. Meanwhile, they noticed that many of the trees on their property were mysteriously dying. When more trees died, they wondered if the UFOs might be causing it. One evening in the summer of 2008, Scott was visiting his friend, Steve's house located 150 miles southeast, in Ocean City along the coast. In the middle of the night, Scott woke up in a panic to hear an odd thrumming clunking sound. As soon as he woke up, the sound faded, but Scott was left with the conviction that there was more to the event than he could remember, and that he may have even been abducted. Several weeks later, Scott was back in his home in Toso when it happened again, a loud thrumming noise coming from outside woke him up. The dogs were barking furiously. He got up and checked outside, but the sound was gone and the dogs stopped barking. The next morning, he had a feeling that he should call his friend Steve, which he did. Scott asked him if he saw any UFOs last night. As a matter of fact, I did, Steve replied, and proceeded to tell Scott how he had woken up to see a bright light flooding his room. Steven's dad, who had observed the light seeping out from the crack of Steve's door, said, "Shut that thing off. It's coming from outside," Steve told his dad. While Steve went to look out the window to examine the lights, his father went to the bathroom. Looking out the window, Steve not only saw the light, he could feel heat radiating from it. Feeling pain in his eyes, he stepped back and looked away. Then he decided to get dressed and check it out. "It's just a helicopter," his father said. "Go back to bed." "No, there's no helicopter noise. I'm going outside and check it out." The moment Steve stepped out the door, the light winked out and everything was normal. However, the next morning, Steve found that one of his trees, which was healthy the day before, was now dried up and dead. Another tree nearby was still alive, but badly damaged. After discussing the incident, Steve and Scott spoke with another friend, Al, who also lived in Toso. Al told them that on that evening, he saw a metallic structured craft emitting blue lights. It hovered right outside his window. At that moment, he heard a metallic clanging noise on the concrete patio, and the object went away. The next morning, he found an 8-inch octagonal piece of metal with strange symbols carved on it. Al is convinced it came from the object. It has not been tested, but appears to be stainless steel. Often when Scott would visit his friend Steve, he would bypass the front door and knock on the window to sneak into the house. One evening, Steve heard a knock on the window. Expecting it to be Scott, he was shocked to see a creature with huge black eyes standing close to his glass door, staring at him. It was 1 week after this that something even stranger happened. Steve's father was a heavy cigarette smoker and had been recently diagnosed with lung cancer. He was undergoing treatment and having regular checkups. However, when he went for his latest checkup, the doctor found that the cancer was gone. Says Scott, he had been cured of his lung cancer. Steve and Scott can't prove it, but they suspect the UFOs might be responsible. "They probably helped cure him," says Scott. "I really believe that these particular visitors are harmless, and are definitely friendly." With the coincidence of all three friends experiencing something on the same night, the constant UFO sightings, the entity sighting and the strange piece of metal, and finally the healing, Scott is convinced that they have been targeted by the UFO entities. "Very bizarre stuff," he says. 32. This next case enjoyed brief attention in the German media. Reporters obtained interviews from both the witness and her doctor, revealing many details to support the veracity of a remarkable healing of leukemia. Case #253. Leukemia. It was the best and worst day of Greta Brand's life. I found out that I was pregnant and had leukemia on the same day in December 2008, said Brandt. A resident of Berlin, Germany, Brandt was only 33 years when she received the shocking news. Ultimately, it was more than she could handle, and Brandt found herself contemplating suicide. In fact, says Brandt, I had just about made up my mind to take my own life when two men with long pointed noses and ears approached me as I was getting into my car. When I turned toward them, they looked at me with piercing black eyes and motioned me to follow. I wanted to resist, but couldn't. Despite her attempts to get away, Brandt found herself following the men to a vacant lot miles from her home, where she saw a saucer-shaped object the size of a school bus and pulsating a blue light. The strange men took her aboard the craft, into a dark round room and strapped her down on a table. One of them pulled a large instrument and light down from the ceiling and pointed it in my face. I didn't feel any pain, but the men were so frightening, I must have passed out. When she awoke, Brand found herself sitting in her backyard. 5 hours had passed. The only visible evidence was a small needle mark on her right temple. The biggest shock was yet to come. Brand was not only still pregnant, but all signs of the leukemia were gone. "They saved my life and the life of my child," says Brand. "My own doctors said we were doomed, and there was nothing they could do for us. But those strange men knew exactly what to do. They used all sorts of strange lights and instruments to cure me of the killer leukemia." Reporters interested in Brand's case contacted her obstetrician, Dr. Franz Vaderath. He confirmed the leukemia diagnosis and the fact that she no longer suffers from the disease, but he refused to discuss Brand's actual UFO encounter. All he would say is that something miraculous must have happened to have given her this cure. Brand is overjoyed and says, "Whoever or whatever these men were, I want to thank them with all my heart." 33 As we have seen, a significant portion of the reported healing cases occur in hospitals. As incredible as this may sound, UFO researchers have long known that encounters can occur anywhere, including very urban areas. Furthermore, since hospitals are full of sick people, and ETs appear to have an agenda to actively heal people, it makes perfect sense that some encounters would take place inside a hospital. Of all the hospital ET encounters in this book, this next one is one of the most incredible. The story was first revealed by medical personnel who witnessed the remarkable events that allegedly took place in a Spanish hospital. Case #257. Leukemia, cancer. According to UFO researchers, John von Allo and Willie Denard, in February 2009, a fantastic UFO contact took place at the Pyrenees Children's Hospital in Andorra, Spain. They interviewed 14 doctors and staff members who told them that extraterrestrials appeared in the cancer ward of the hospital, where they performed cures on 4 children who were terminal and about to die. The ETs were seen by all who were present, and described as about 4.5 feet tall, with large heads, large almond-shaped eyes and brownish skin. Nurse Lupe Montoya was working in the pediatric oncology ward when the first visit occurred. "I was filling out reports when I looked up and saw 2 little creatures as they moved toward me along the corridor," she said. "At first I thought that 2 of the boys were out of their beds, so I got up to bring them back to their rooms. But when I approached, I saw that they were not human and did not look like something that is on this planet. I was scared because it seemed so strange. But at the same time I felt a feeling. I was sensing kindness, love and intelligence in those strange eyes." Montoya watched as 2 beings walked into the room of 7-year-old Juan Lopez, who was at the end stages of leukemia and expected to die within the week. She called for the security guards and called over Drive Thomas Ruiz, who was treating another patient. Says Ruiz, "When we entered the room of the small one, it was bathed in a shining golden light. The aliens were standing next to his bed. There seemed to be a mystic bond between them and the boy. One of the beings touched the front of Juan gently with his long finger and he was immediately surrounded in an aura of light. The 2 beings exited the room and left the hospital as mysteriously as they arrived." Drive Ruiz immediately performed x-rays and blood tests on 7-year-old Juan. To their amazement, the boy was completely free of cancer, healed. This remarkable event turned out to be just the beginning. Over the next month, the ETs returned on 3 separate occasions. Each time they chose a young child who was on the verge of dying from cancer and healed them. 9-year-old Maria Munoz, 8-year-old Anita P., and 9-year-old Hector Gomez each received a miraculous cure. There is a pattern in these visits, Drive Ruiz told investigators. They always occur at 1:00 a.m. And the ETs always come in pairs and always heal with a touch to the forehead. According to UFO researcher Diego Garcia, the Pyrenees have been a hot spot for UFO activity for many years. 34. In the following unusual case, it was a strange photograph that led some investigators to wonder if a miraculous healing that a young girl had just experienced might have a different explanation than angelic visitation. It is one of few experiences involving photographic evidence. Case #269. Leukemia. In February 2007, Erin, a young girl from Kirkland, Ohio, was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. When her condition worsened, Erin underwent a bone marrow transplant in an attempt to cure her of the disease, and was about to undergo a second, when something very strange happened. It was May 2013 and Erin's father was looking over some recent photos of their young daughter. In one of the photos, a tall red glowing being could be seen behind her. It was not visible when the photo was taken. At the time, Erin's father thought it might be a sign that Mother Mary was watching over them. The photo caught the attention of UFO researchers who thought it might be extraterrestrial. Others are skeptical of the photo. Erin's father says, "I know she's not alone, I know we are not alone, and people who don't want to believe it, that's okay. Whatever happened, you know something powerful and special was there with us. I definitely have my moments when I'm falling apart and I'm terrified, and I literally grab my phone and stare at that picture." Erin underwent the second bone marrow transplant, and others after that. While her healing cannot be proved to be caused by ETs, the photo remains intriguing evidence of possible healing intervention. 35. As we have seen, a small number of healings have occurred after the witnesses pray for a healing. In the following case, the witness had no reason to believe that her prayer would be heard. With no prior UFO history, she wasn't even praying to ETs. However, it was the Grays who answered. Case #259.